Hello, everybody, and happy late Sunday evening to you. Welcome to another edition of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here. And as always, thanks for tuning in here. A whole lot of goodies here, and then some for you. We'll hopefully give you an abbreviated version of Butch on Sports this evening here. But let's not let you wait. Let's get into the game here. A Butch on Sports here. Oh, here we go. The Detroit Lions keep their NFL playoff hopes alive, boys and girls, with a wild 20-17 win over the New York Jets here. Let's give you a rundown. Quarterback Jared Goff finished 23 of 38 passes for 60.5% for 252 yards, one touchdown, zero interceptions, no sacks. Isn't that wonderful? This marks the sixth straight game without a turnover for Jared Goff. What a turnover. Or what a relief, I should say. By the way, he reached 25,000 career passing yards in only his 97th career game, tying with Peyton Manning and also Kurt Warner. And for the fewest games needed, to 25,000 yards, I should say. Only Matthew Stafford and Dan Marino got to the total in fewer games. Of course, we know how Matthew Stafford got it. He couldn't do nothing but throw the ball anyway in Detroit while he was here. Well, in the first quarter, Khalif Raymond started off the scoring for the Detroit Lions with a return of a punt for 47 yards, scoring, giving the Detroit Lions a 7-0 lead with 6 minutes remaining in the quarter. Bagley hit the extra point. Second quarter, Bagley converted a 31-yard field goal to give the Lions a 10-7 lead with 7:06 left in the half. Third quarter, different situation in the third quarter. Michael Bagley made a 34-yard field goal to give the Detroit Lions a 13-10 lead. Flopping back and forth with the lead, I should say, in this particular one, or tying it with 11:55 to play in the quarter. Detroit trailing 17-13 late in the fourth quarter. However, on the fourth down play, and the Lions going for it, tight end Brock Wright caught a 51-yard pass for a touchdown from Jared Goff to give Detroit Lions a 20-17 lead with a minute and 49 seconds to play. Bagley made the extra point, and there we go there. Detroit Lions wiggled and waggled away, bend and did not break in those final minute and 49 seconds. New York, the Jets, that is, went out for a field goal, which was no good, and that was the end of the game, boys and girls. The Detroit Lions win another game. They are now 7-7, still in the playoff hunt. The Washington Commanders lose tonight. However, they're 7-6-1. The Giants win. They're now 8-7-1. What can you say, boys and girls? What can you say? It's getting sticky out here. The Lions' next game will be on Saturday afternoon against Carolina. The Panthers. I know y'all will, on Christmas Eve, put some time away and get your goodies ready to watch that game, because that's an important one. Lions got to keep winning in order to have any chance to try to make the playoffs. And hopefully some teams get stumped and lose. Seattle also has a 7-7 record, so it's not the end of the world, but again, it's happy to say the Lions win and not losing. The National Hockey League and the National Hockey League Players Association announced that Detroit Red Wings forward Jaylor Veronik has been returned available status and has been entered in the follow care phase of the National Hockey League, National Hockey League Players Association Players Assistant Program. Veronik cares continue to be administratively pursued by the Players Assistance Program. However, he is now in the lineup for the Detroit Red Wings And hopefully he can help them out tremendously because the Red Wings have lost 5 games in a row. They got to do something and do something very, very quick in order to kind of change their minds because other teams are not trailing anymore. They're going ahead and winning. The Red Wings got to be doing some winning themselves there. I'm telling you. They don't look too good. Kevin Durant scored a career high of 26 points of his 43 points in the third quarter as, again, the Detroit Pistons led a halftime surge and the Brooklyn Nets overcame that 17-point halftime deficit and won the game by a final score of 124-121 over the Detroit Pistons on Sunday night. Kyrie Irving had 38 points in the Brooklyn 7th straight victory over Detroit. Bojan Bogdanovic led the Pistons with 26 points. And if you have not heard, boys and girls, Detroit Pistons, Cade Cunningham went successful surgery on Friday, December 16th, to stabilize and promote complete healing on his left tibia stress fracture. The surgery was performed by Dr. David Porter and Dr. Mike Ritter of Ford Sports Medicine and Orthopedics in Carmen, Indiana, in consulting with the team's orthopedic surgery, Dr. Bill of Henry Ford Health, who was also present during the particular surgery. Cunningham is 6'6" guard and is suspected to miss the remainder of the season, with doctors anticipating a recovery and full return to basketball activities this offseason. Also, doing a workout on Thursday as part of his in-stage rehab to return to play, the Pistons forward Isaiah Livers re-aggravated his AC joints in his right shoulder while progressively through contact and live play. Livers will continue rehabilitation, and he will be re-evaluated in 2 to 3 weeks by the team medical staff. And, you know, further updates will be provided as they are given to me by the Detroit Pistons staff and whatnot there. Did you watch the World Cup this weekend? Argentina beat France on penalty kicks, winning the World Cup for the third time. But this is Messi's first time of winning anything of that nature there. He has won about every championship in town but the World Cup, and today was his day. That was a swinging one of the best soccer games I've seen in a very, very long time. I tell you, and I tell you well, it was scrumptilicious there all the way to the end. They went in extra time for 15 more minutes and 15 additional minutes until they got the penalty kicks. That's when Argentina won in penalty kicks by 4-2, giving them the World Cup again for the third time. Congratulations to Argentina. Croatia ended up taking third place in the World Cup after a 2-1 win over Morocco on Saturday afternoon. Again, if you watch the World Cup all the way through this, for a total of a month and maybe some odd days, it was pretty okay. United States didn't win, but they did make the quarters. And when you got to the quarters, you either win or you go home. And United States went home. But again, they showed that they are improving in the men's sector of soccer. Now, all you got to wait now into June of next year in Australia, Sydney that is, where the World Cup for the women will be underway. And there'll be 31 plus days of excitement that, yes, you just can't get enough of, and then some. So we'll wait for the women. United States is one of the favorites that'll be in that particular all the way down the road a piece. We'll see how good that particular team is and then some. If you watch this weekend, the PNC Championship, Oh, by the way, let me say this before I get into the PNC. Yours truly, Butch, was the public address announcer for the Detroit Wazoo Cleveland Crunch game tonight there. And was fitting along with play-by-play announcer Frank Mazzella and a host of people, including Kelly, who ran that technical position like anybody else. And then some. She is good. However, I won, and I'm sorry to say that Cleveland Crunch won that particular game by a score of 7-4. Kind of sliding down the tail end of it where the Waza got some points scored in the four-quarter indoor soccer match there. Pretty excited, per se, there. Hopefully, it's going to get better for the Waza there. And their next game is on the 8th of January. That is down there at the Fieldhouse on Lafayette Boulevard in Eastside Detroit. The date is January the 8th. I'll give you more details on who they're playing and some of the good stuff there that I can get out the deal here. Okay, all righty now. I just had to mention that there. I'm honored to do the public address announcing for that particular game there. This week, I said something about the PNC Championship this weekend. It was a two-day series. It was mostly fathers and sons in golf there. And John Daly is scheduled for full knee replacement on Wednesday. However, not before successfully showing the PNC with his son, Little John Daly, or John Daly II. Despite the elder John Daly's pending transformation into the bionic man, the pair came close of going back-to-back in Orlando. I think the Sings won the thing. I do believe they won that particular match there. I had to cut away from the telly there, but I was writing my script there. I had to mention something about the golf match there because it was something that I was interested in, and then some. I was cool with it, and hey, I'm not gonna lie. Now, we do have a beat a referee, and I'll surprise you on what it's all about on this particular tide. So, here's another session of Be the Referee.
Welcome to Be the Referee with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
The gymnastics finals will be held March 10th and 11th, where a team finals champion and a runner-up will be crowned on Friday night, and an individual events champion in each event, and an all-around champion will be crowned in two divisions on Saturday. At the finals, 18 gymnastics officials will be on the floor for each championship. And there are many who are already working regular season events. What are they doing? The meet referee is the head official in charge. They handle all inquiries and disputes. And then each event will have a set of judges. It can be four different sets, one set for each event. Or the same set could judge each of the four events. One of these judges serves as the chief judge, and each will score the performance. The two scores are averaged for a gymnast's final score.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go online now to register at MHSAA.com. Be the Referee is a production of the MHSAA Network.
I know you got it there. Be the Referee, again, is a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, and they do some good stuff there and get you knowing about the rules of the game, the real deal, okay? All righty now. I am done for this evening here on this Sunday night. Early Monday morning now is after 12 o'clock here. We're going to do it again on Wednesday, then I'm going to take some time off during the Christmas holiday, maybe a week, and do my thing here. But again, enjoy yourself and be safe this upcoming beginning of the week here. We'll be back on Wednesday with some more Butcher on Sports. Again, I'm going to take a vacation after Wednesday there and enjoy the Christmas holiday there. Butcher on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Production. Check out Butcher on Sports on Facebook, always on Facebook. And yes, go to the homepage at podomatic.com. Just type in SIM PLYBUTCHTOO.podomatic.com. Hey, just do it. Please, just do it. And join me tomorrow on the podcast of Butch and Dave, or Dave and Butch and Friends. On the podcast tomorrow night, it will be listed and uploaded for your dining and dancing pleasures with Dave McCaig and myself. And hey, who else you can throw in the stick? We'll have some enjoyable conversation and then some there. So enjoy us tomorrow on the podcast on Dave and Butch and Friends. And again, I'll be back on Wednesday with another edition of Butch on Sports there. Hopefully you have a very good beginning of the week. And hey, stay safe. Please do that. Stay safe.